Nevada regulators delay decision on Black Book petition by Las Vegas entertainer. The Nevada Gaming Commission has postponed consideration of whether to grant a hearing for an 80-year-old entertainer seeking removal from the state's exclusion list. At its Thursday meeting, the commission deferred a ruling on whether to hold a formal hearing for Francis Frankie Citro Jr., who has been barred from Nevada casinos since a 1991 order citing his criminal history and an alleged notorious and unsavory reputation. Commissioners moved the item to their February 26 meeting after Citro agreed to waive the 90-day statutory deadline needed to consider his November 14th petition. Citro, who performs Italian folk songs and mob-themed comedy at the Italian American Club in Las Vegas, has applied to be removed from what is commonly called the Black Book, or statewide exclusion list, which would allow him to appear in casino venues from which he is currently barred. His filing included an 11-page petition assembled by attorney Michael Lasher, supplemented with news clippings and letters of support. Commissioners seek a fuller record before granting a hearing. The exchange at the dais made clear that securing a hearing is not assured. Commissioner Abby Silver told colleagues she lacked a complete file and had only just received the original exclusion order during the meeting. "There's not a full record before us," she said, explaining that without a full historical file, she could not yet decide whether to authorize a hearing. Silver, who has experience on the Nevada Pardons Board, said she would not oppose a hearing if the evidence showed rehabilitation, but needed more documentation to form a view. Commissioner Brian Krolicki flagged the large and recent body of media, podcasts, and interviews in which Citro has appeared, and suggested that Citro's own statements could be material in determining whether to proceed. "If his recent public comments are part of the record, they would bear on whether we move forward," Krolicki said. Chair Jennifer Togliatti cautioned colleagues to limit their preliminary review to the petition and the prior exclusion order, noting that a hearing would open the record to broader submissions by both sides. She also noted that portions of the 1991 file exist only on microfiche and may not be readily accessible. Lasher said he expected the commission would be provided the transcript from the 1991 proceedings. Whether that archival material can be located and integrated into the current review appears to be a focal point for members weighing the petition. According to published accounts, Citro's criminal record includes several convictions: a guilty plea to extortion in 1980, a 1987 guilty plea to conspiracy to use counterfeit credit cards, and a 1986 conviction under the Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act in California. Reports indicate he has 4 felony convictions in total, facts central to the original decision to exclude him from Nevada gaming properties. What comes next for the petition? If the commission decides on February 26 to grant a hearing, both sides would be permitted to present evidence, call witnesses, and make legal argument. That step would allow the panel to hear testimony about Citro's post-conviction conduct, community support, and any rehabilitative steps. If the commission denies a hearing, Citro's exclusion would remain in place, absent further appeal to state courts. To remove someone from Nevada's exclusion list, the petition must persuade the commission that the applicant no longer poses a threat to the integrity of gaming, said Daniel Rivera, a Las Vegas-based gaming attorney. "That typically requires a comprehensive record of rehabilitation, corroborating documentation, and sometimes live testimony. Public appearances that evoke past criminal associations can complicate that showing." Michael Lasher, Citro's counsel, stressed that the petition was accompanied by supportive materials intended to document changed circumstances. "We expected the commission would have access to the 1991 hearing transcript," Lasher said. "Our filing contains news stories and letters that reflect Mr. Citro's standing in the community and the passage of time since those convictions. The commission's February 26th agenda will likely determine whether this decades-old exclusion is revisited in a contested hearing or remains unchanged. The decision carries both legal and reputational implications for Citro and underscores how Nevada's gaming regulators continue to balance historical records against claims of rehabilitation in deciding who may participate in the state's regulated gaming economy."